In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. To proceed, brothers and sisters and friends, I greet you with the warmest Islamic greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace and blessings of God be upon you all. My friend is an atheist, and he says, I am an atheist. That's very interesting, because the minute he says, I am an atheist, actually proves God's existence. Why? Because who is this I? Who is this conscious being? What is this conscious being? What is this unified conscious reality that says, I am an atheist? And that's a good question, because I would argue consciousness implies God's existence. Now, yes, we know the brain works, and not only does it work, but it helps us concerning thinking and thoughts and feelings and memories and dreams. We know this. We know that we have electrochemical activity when we eat, when we talk, when we feel pain. This is all true. But there is something mysterious about what it means to be you and me, what it means to be an I. And that is called the hard problem of consciousness. Professor David Chalmers, Professor Nagel, and others have said there is a reality of consciousness that cannot be explained via materialism or via science or via empiricism. And this is the hard problem of consciousness. Now, what is the hard problem of consciousness? Well, basically, it is what it is to be like a human being, what it is like to eat a strawberry, what it is like for you to fall in love, what it is like for you to have some chocolate. This likeness, what it is like to be, is something that we can never find out via science or materialism. Not only that, if we were to know everything about the brain and map out all the chemical, electro, biological, neural activity, we would still never be able to find out what it is like for me to eat a strawberry. Now, yes, if I'm eating a strawberry, you could find some electrochemical neural activity that is saying he's eating something, and even that he's eating a strawberry. But you can never ever find out what it is like for me to eat a strawberry. This is the hard problem of consciousness, this inner experience. And this cannot be explained by science or by materialism. Actually, the only way that science can explain this is by ignoring the fact that we have inner subjective experiences. So what's the best explanation? Well, obviously, it's God. Because if in the beginning of the universe, all you had was just matter, and you rearrange these chunks of matter, you will never get mind, you will never get consciousness. But if in the beginning of the universe, you had an all-aware being, then it follows, it can create matter and create consciousness, and that they can interact together. So this is why God is the best explanation for the fact that you are you, and the fact that you can say, I am an atheist, because the I means that you have a subjective, conscious reality and experience, and that's only best explained by God.